time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Justice Department on Thursday evening gave Congress memos written by former FBI Director James Comey documenting his interactions with the president. Comey has explained he kept contemporaneous notes because he feared the president would later lie about their meetings. CNN has more.
The memos are out and they almost read like unedited pages from Comey's book, providing a glimpse into how Comey interacted with the president despite the so-called cloud of the Russia investigation hanging over them. Discussions of loyalty, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, and just a clear sense that those salacious rumors about Trump's visit to Moscow in 2013 really got under his skin, at least according to Comey. Now, in one of the unclassified memos, it includes this now famous conversation where Trump allegedly told Comey, quote, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go." But there's also new information, including a claim that President Trump told Comey at a dinner at the White House back in January of 2017 that he had, quote, "serious reservations about Mike Flynn's judgment," and that former chief of staff Reince Priebus actually asked Comey if Flynn was under surveillance just days before Flynn was fired. Now, almost immediately, lawmakers jumped on this news, with Democrats like Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tweeting that the release of these Comey memos are just further proof of Trump's contempt for the rule of law. But Republicans say the memos are more indicative of what they don't say. And they actually prove that former Director Comey never felt obstructed and that he never wrote that he felt threatened.
Rachel Maddow spoke with Comey on MSNBC about the memos shortly after they were released Thursday night.
I want to ask you about one other statement that the president reportedly made to you that's in these memos that have just been released tonight. This is in your words. The president brought up the golden showers thing and said it really bothered him if his wife had any doubt about it. He then explained, as he did at our dinner, that he hadn't stayed overnight in Russia during the Miss Universe trip. Twice during this part of the conversation, Reince Priebus tried to interject a comment about the redacted and why it was even in there, but the president ignored him. The president said the hookers thing is nonsense, but that Putin had told him, "We have some of the most beautiful hookers in the world." He did not say when Putin had told him this, and I don't recall, redacted. Some of this is redacted. The president was conveying this to you at the White House.
In the Oval Office.
And he told you that he'd had a personal conversation with President Putin about hookers?
Yes.
Did you believe him or did you think he was speaking hyperbolically?
He didn't seem to be speaking hyperbolically.
Do we otherwise know that the president had personal conversations with Vladimir Putin at that point?
I can't recall. I think there was public reporting that he had spoken to Vladimir Putin as sort of a welcome, congratulations on taking office thing at that point. I'm not suggesting they talked about how beautiful the hookers were in Russia, but I do know there was at least one publicly reported conversation.
That would be an unusual first call between new heads of state, the congratulatory phone call to be bragging about the relative value of each country's hookers would be an unusual.
I think that's a fair statement.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is joining Trump's legal team to deal with the Russia investigation.
The president's legal team is making a big play. They are bringing in former New York City Mayor and one-time Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani. Before he was mayor, Giuliani made a name for himself as, let's call it, a very aggressive U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, the same office that ordered the FBI raid on Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Giuliani has links to the two key people in this investigation, the fired FBI Director James Comey. He worked under Giuliani in the Southern District. And Special Counsel Robert Mueller was, you'll recall, director of the FBI during and after 9/11 when Giuliani was New York mayor. The Giuliani hire comes as the president has escalated his attacks on Mueller. Tonight, Giuliani told The Washington Post, quote, "I hope we can negotiate an end to this for the good of the country and because I have high regard for the president and for Bob Mueller." Giuliani did not say whether a final decision has been made on a potential Trump-Mueller sit-down interview. That may be determined by the strength of Giuliani's personal connection to Trump. In addition to Giuliani, Trump has hired the husband and wife legal team of Jane Serene Raskin and Marty Raskin, former federal prosecutors, both of whom with experience in organized crime cases, who run a Florida-based law firm. All three of these new legal additions will be working with Jay Sekulow and White House lawyer Ty Cobb.
The Senate on Thursday confirmed Jim Bridenstine to be the next administrator of NASA. A congressman from Oklahoma, Bridenstine has no background in science and as a politician has hedged on climate change. During his confirmation hearing in November, he would not agree with the assertion that human activity is its primary cause. Arizona teachers have voted to walk off the job to demand increased school funding, marking a key step toward a first-ever statewide strike that builds on a movement for higher pay in other Republican-dominant states. A grassroots group in the state's largest teacher membership group said Thursday that teachers will walk out April 26th. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.